We've been talking about lighting the world, and our theme for the year is shine, and how God has called us to shine upon this earth. And we've looked at last couple of weeks, we looked at some different things. We talked about how that part of our shining for people to come into the kingdom of God, how essential that it is. Unless we shine, the people won't come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. We talked about the importance of the book of life. We have our book of life prayer. We write down names of people that we want to see written in the Lamb's book of life. So when the books of heaven are open, that people that we know, people that we love, that their name might be found there in the Lamb's book of heaven. And so that's something we talked about. That's why we're motivated. We don't want to see our family members. We don't want to see our friends. We don't want to see people that we know. That we work with in relationship. We don't want to be there in heaven and our loved ones are not with us. And so we want to see that. That's one of the things that motivates us. The other thing that we spoke from Acts 26 verses 17 and 18, when the Apostle Paul was describing his experience when he encountered the angel. And the angel, the edict that was given is actually the Lord himself, Jesus actually encountering him, saying, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" And he said to him at that time, he said that I'm sending you, and as he's sending us, he said, I'm sending you to open their eyes, to move people out of from darkness into light, and to set them free from the power of the devil. And that was the other thing that we're looking at, the reason why we want to see people come into the kingdom of God. It's not only so that their eternal destiny and salvation is found and secure in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, but the here and now, people who don't know Christ are living under dominion and under the power of the devil. And we want to see people set free from that. We don't want to see people being the devil's playthings. We don't want to see people that are in bondage and under fear and all of the things that will entrap them in their lives because they don't have the freedom of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we spoke about that. This morning I want to talk about a third thing that motivates us to actually shine the light of Jesus Christ so people might know him. And that is the whole area of having the heart of compassion. Scripture in Matthew 15 it says, "You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before men." And certainly we've all been commissioned to do that. You are the light of the world. Jesus says, "Why am I in the world? I'm the light of the world." But Jesus is now there. He dwells within us. We have the power of the Holy Spirit within us. He says, "You are the light of the world. Now you're representing me. You're the ones who are manifesting the glory of God upon this earth." And so we need to shine out for the Lord. Now God is a compassionate God. And compassion is something that is so very important. It says in Psalms 145, verses 8 and 9, it says, "The Lord God is gracious. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love." And praise God for that. That we are here today. We know the Lord Jesus Christ because he is gracious and he is compassionate towards us. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. So it's part of the very nature of God, that God is a compassionate God, that he has reached down and touched our life. If God was not compassionate, none of us would be here. We would not have been having communion, celebrating the fact that Jesus died on the cross for our sins, that he rose again, gave us eternal life, if God wasn't compassionate. It's a part of who God is. And it's really a part of who we want to become and becoming more and more to be compassionate as the Lord. We know the story of the prodigal son. And how, I'm not going to go over the whole story, but the very end of part of that is with a son who finally comes to his senses. It's like his eyes are beginning to open. He comes back to the father. And the scripture tells us that the father, who was full of compassion, ran to his son and embraced him. And that's that wonderful picture of our Father in heaven, who is full of compassion, who runs to embrace us. And compassion is such an important thing that we need to have built into our hearts and into our lives. And when we're talking about compassion in the Bible, when it talks about compassion, it's far more than us having some sort of sense of sympathy for someone, or some sorts, even a little deeper than sympathy, is a sense of empathy. It's when someone is going through a hard time, "Oh, you poor thing," you know, you see something happen, you see a car accident or see the ambulance there rushing there, and your heart goes out to them. Or maybe you feel a little bit of sympathy for someone, or someone's struggling, you're going through a hard time, that's no good. That's not compassion. Maybe that's not even real sympathy. Some people can just say, "Oh, really? Oh, you poor thing," and not really mean it. But sometimes we can say that and say, "Oh, that's terrible. You know, you're suffering. That's horrible." But that's not compassion. That's having a little bit of sympathy. Empathy may be a little deeper. We actually feel a bit of their pain and maybe put yourself in their situation and begin to understand. But we're talking about compassion, which is far, far deeper. Actually, if you look in the original word for compassion, it means that if you move with compassion, the scripture talks about it moves your bowels. It's a movement in the bowels. Now just listen to me with that, because if you said to someone, "Oh, look, I really feel sorry for you, Noel, you've really moved my bowels," you would not think that was a very nice thing to say. But what it meant is they really thought that was the seat of compassion and pity and mercy. It was deep down. It was something very, very deep within. It wasn't a superficial thing. "Oh, you poor thing. Oh, you poor dear." You know, it wasn't that. It was something that was incredibly deep, fundamental. It was something that moved you, moved the heart of man, something very, very powerful. It even talks about God. In Jeremiah, it talks about God. He says, "My bowels are troubled for Ephraim." Now, if you read that in the scripture, you look at the old King James Version. That's why we read some modern versions now, because if we read that thinking, "Hang on, God's got a problem with his bowels," it doesn't mean that. It means it's fundamentally deep in the heart of God. He was troubled. His heart of compassion is yearning for them, reaching out for them. Philemon, it talks about the bowels of the saints. And again, it's not talking about our bowels. I trust you all have healthy issues there. That's good. But it's not about that. It's about something fundamental, about the compassion, the yearning, something deep that's moved within our hearts for the heart of other people. That's what it talks about when it talks about compassion. And I just want every one of us to have, when we talk a little about compassion today, because I think most of us, if we were to ask ourselves, "Are you compassionate?" say, "Yes, of course I'm compassionate. Yes, I'm a compassionate person." But maybe when we begin to understand the way that God sees compassion and the way that God is compassionate and the way that Christ is compassionate, that maybe we begin to say, God, maybe I'm not as compassionate maybe as I really want to be. And I want to talk about that, but I also want to talk about, well, how do I become more compassionate? How do I actually become more of a compassionate kind of person? Because if we were fully, truly compassionate people, that we would not ever be able to walk past people or see people go past us who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ and not have something move within us, something deeply disturb us, that this person doesn't know the way of Jesus Christ and something begin to stir. Because it's more than that. Compassion is something that it's more than just an acknowledgement of the state of someone, more than just empathizing with them. They're going through something that's hard and maybe feeling their pain, but compassion is something where you not only see the state and the suffering of someone, but you are motivated to actually change it. You're motivated to actually make a difference. That's what compassion is. And so they're the kind of people that we want to be, people that are motivated to make a difference. And all those poor people, they're all going to hell. Oh dear. Is that compassion? Well, that's probably pretty pathetic, isn't it? It sounds pretty pathetic. Compassion is when there's people that we know, people that we see, that something deep within us, something very deep, something we're troubled, and say, "Lord, my heart goes out to them because they're suffering, because I don't know where they're going. They're lost. They don't know life." And something deep within our heart says, "Lord, if they've got to know you, Lord." And something begins to stir within our heart. Because the thing that we find that when we talk about compassion is such an incredible motivator. See, if we feel guilty or we feel sorry for people, we may feel sad. Oh, that's terrible. And sometimes we can become so desensitized. You know, you watch on TV, you see earthquake here, you see floods there, and you go, "Oh, that's terrible." Sometimes we are motivated. Something stirs in us, and maybe we dig in and we'll donate towards a flood relief or something, or something will stir. We want to do something, so we'll give, and that's great. We'll do something. But so many times we watch TV and we see this thing happen and that thing happened, and we almost become desensitized from that because we see so much. You know, you can go online, you all of the information that we're constantly bombarded with. In some ways, we can be desensitized. And even when we walk out in the community and you're in the shopping center and you're in your street and wherever, you see people, and maybe we can be a little desensitized to them and we're not really having that compassion. Because we know when we're compassionate is when that's out working. Not because we feel sorry for people, we're acknowledging their plight, but we know that compassion is really happening because it's something deep within us, Something is fundamentally deep. Says, I want to change this. I want to do something to alleviate this. I want to see that. I see people who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, and I want to do something about it. I want to be involved in some way to alleviate that, because I don't want to see them when the books of heaven are opened. I don't want to see them in judgment, and I don't want to see them in this life. I don't want to see them under the dominion and under the power and under the kingdom of darkness, under Satan's dominion. I don't want to see that. Something deep and fundamental that moves us. Not a superficial acknowledgement with our mind, but something deeper. Because compassion is something that really does motivate us. And it says in Mark 6:34, and it motivates us in two ways. It'll motivate us to speak, and it'll also motivate us to act when we really have a compassion in our heart. Jesus was incredibly compassionate. God says, I am the Father of compassion. He is compassionate. Jesus certainly was compassionate. And the thing that finds so remarkable about Jesus is that even when he's on the way to the cross, he knows he's going to suffer incredibly. He's going to have the weight of humanity's sin thrust upon him. But physically, he knows what he's going to go through. Emotionally, the agony and the anguish, all of those things that he knows he's going to go through. And yet, as he walks on the road of the cross, he'll see a blind man and he'll heal them and he'll reach out and he'll touch people all of the way, because he looks at people and he always had compassion, irrespective of his circumstances. Compassion was something that always motivated our Lord Jesus Christ, that fundamental deep love that he had. Mark 6:34, it says, when Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. An interesting response, isn't it? Jesus saw the people and he said, look, these people are just like sheep without a shepherd. They're lost. They're harassed. They don't know where they are. They feel insecure. They've got fear. They don't know what's happening around them and even in their lives. And Jesus saw that and he had compassion on them. And it motivated him to do something, that something that deeply stirred him. Read the King James. It talks about his bowels being stirred or moved, and something fundamentally deep within him, and to speak. And so that's one of the things that we can do when we are motivated, when God actually stirs our heart, when we have compassion from deep within, we'll actually speak to people. It's so important. We spoke about that when we spoke about seeing people coming out of the kingdom of darkness and breaking the power of Satan over their life. The importance of preaching and speaking the words of God to cut through, to break people through, the power of the word, the spoken word, when we speak in the name of Jesus Christ, it is cut through the blindness, the veil that even the devil's put over people's eyes. But Jesus responds to people that were just hopeless and helpless as he began to speak to them. And that's one of the things that we can do. It's one thing for us to say, you know, to acknowledge the plight of unbelievers. It's one thing us to say, you know, it's terrible. I can't imagine what it is. You know, you think of your own life and think, what would my life be like without Jesus Christ? How hopeless and helpless and how lost I was before I found Christ. And you think about that for yourself. And then you think about that for people who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. And you look at that and you may acknowledge it. Well, isn't that terrible? Because it's terrible. We don't know the Lord. It's terrible for them. But it's another thing that we have compassion, that we actually begin to speak to them. It's so important to begin to tell people, begin to open your mouth and begin to tell them about the love of Jesus Christ. That's what Jesus did. That was his response. He saw the people harassed and like lost. And so what did he do? He spoke to them. He began to teach them. He began to tell them about the love of God. And that's something that needs to stir in our heart, that we begin to tell people about the love of God. But why don't we do that? If we're not doing that, it's because we don't have compassion. We may have some sympathy. We may have a little bit of empathy. But when we're moved to compassion, then there's something will cause us to actually do something about it, not just to acknowledge it, but we will be stirred within our heart and we'll begin to speak and begin to tell people. So important that we tell people. We say that we have a heart for the lost, but we really only have a heart for the lost if we really are speaking to them, not speaking at them, speaking to them, telling them about the love of Christ, telling them how much God loves them, that God loves them so much that Jesus died on the cross, that Jesus took he took our sin and died in our place for us and for them. And so we can begin to tell them that. So Christ was motivated by compassion. It caused him to speak. But the other thing, that when Christ was moved with compassion. It tells us in Matthew 14:14. And again, it said when Jesus landed and saw a large crowd. And so Jesus' eyes were open all the time. He saw a large crowd. He had compassion on them, and then he healed their sick. And so not only do we speak to people, but we actually begin to meet their needs, where people are hurting, where their need is. And that's a part of what compassion is that we are stirred something deep within us to do something about it. Not to acknowledge it only, but to actually do something. And Jesus was with compassion. He responded where he taught them. He began to tell them about the love of God. Tell them how they can come to know the Father in heaven. But the other response is we actually get in there and we begin to meet the needs of people. And again, and we can look around our community and we can see there's many needs there. And obviously we can't meet every single need, but we can all meet one need. You can't meet every need, but we can meet a need. And you might see some people and they've got all, people have got so many needs and they've got nowhere to turn other than to turn, try many, many different things, turn to each other, turn to the world, try to all different things. But we can actually tell them about the love of God that they can find their way in the Lord. So compassion is something that really does motivate us. It's interesting. Mother Teresa was one. If you think of a compassionate person, you'd have to think of Mother Teresa, who dedicated her whole life to amongst in India and Calcutta and those areas around there and just gave of her whole life out of just compassion. And she certainly was a very Christ-focused woman, very Christ-focused. And she said, words which do not give the light of Christ increase the darkness. So it was interesting that as we're talking about the words that we speak, but also the demonstrations. She's one who demonstrated with her whole life, moving around people that were called untouchables. So no one wanted to go near them amongst the lepers, amongst those people that others go, oh, they got leprosy. Isn't that terrible? And then walk away. But she was one that would see those that were leprosy, see those that no one wanted to have anything to do with, and was moved with compassion to do something about it. And that's the kind of heart that we want to have that. Now, the reality is if we are all to look at ourselves and say, yeah, well, look, I care. I'm a Christian, I love people, I love God and I love people. But maybe we're not all as compassionate as perhaps we want to be. I know I want to be far more compassionate than I am. Because even I know I can, you know, go to the shopping centre and I can just, you know, just do whatever I've got to do and somehow miss all that's happening around me. And so I cry out and say, Lord, I want to be more compassionate. I want to be one that actually sees the heart of people and not only just feel sorry for them, feel pity for them, not even just pray for them, but Lord, I want to do something to see what their situation alleviated. They don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. One thing to bless them, that's great. And we need to meet their physical, practical needs also. We need to be able to do that. But also that they might come to know Christ and to have that heart of compassion. And so why do we do that? Because you have a look at your own life and say, well, ask yourself, how compassionate are you? Because sometimes we're actually not compassionate. Sometimes we're actually fairly intolerant. I can be like that. I'm driving in the car and someone there and they cut me off or whatever. I'm not thinking, oh, Lord, they're obviously going through a hard day. I'm thinking about, do that again, I'll give you a hard day. Not very compassionate, not very tolerant. And our own tolerance level can go up or down. And okay, we're not perfect and we're learning and we're all growing. But wherever we're at, a cry of our heart, and a cry of my heart is, Lord, I want to be more compassionate. I want to have my heart moved. I want to move, Lord, that I might do something to help alleviate those people. If they don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, they just walk off not knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. So people that you know, your family, people that you work with, your neighbors, people in the community. Lord, I want to be a compassionate, because Jesus was so moved with compassion. And he was able to, despite whatever he was going through or about to go through, he was able to do that and say, Lord, my cry is I want to be more compassionate. I pray that your cry is, Lord, I want to have more compassion. I want to see people coming into the kingdom of God. Lord, I want to be faithful with that, Lord. But not because somebody told me I need to share my faith. It's because something deep within me moves me, Lord. Something deep. There's a compassion that stirs my heart that causes me. Lord, I'm going to talk to people. Not because someone told me that I have to. But Lord, something from within me compels me. The love of Christ rises within me. And I want to see where they are. And I want to actually alleviate it. But how do we actually increase our level of compassion? The Good Samaritan was one who was a compassionate person. wonderful act of compassion. You know, I mentioned the other day about that story, about the story of the Good Samaritan. But the thing that motivated the Samaritan, which made him good, was it says he was moved with compassion. He saw the situation. Others weren't moved. We know the priest, the Levite, you know the story. They might have even felt sorry for him. I don't think so. They actually avoided him and went the other way. Sometimes we do that. We're quick to read that and think, aren't they bad? But we do that sometimes. But the Samaritan, he saw this man, something moved him deep within. He had that heart and then he ministered to. That's the kind of people God wants us to be. The kind of person I want to be all the more. I want to be more compassionate and to have that compassion in my life. It's interesting, Colossians 3:12. And talk about being compassionate people. Well, how do we actually do that? It tells us here, it says in Colossians 3:12, it says, therefore, as God's chosen people, that's us, holy and dearly loved, that's us. We love the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord sees us as holy, as perfect. We are those that are dearly loved. And it says to do this, it says, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, those things that flow out of that, a loving heart, to clothe yourself with compassion. And so it seems the responsibility here is actually being put on me. Clothe yourself with compassion. I'm saying, Lord, I want to be more compassionate. Lord, I don't want to be desensitized. Lord, I want to have that heart. But where does the onus come? It says here in the scripture, it says, clothe yourselves with compassion. Hands up if you got dressed this morning. You all did. Praise God for that. You did. We all got dressed this morning. You clothed yourself. Maybe some of you, maybe mummy or daddy might have helped you. We clothe ourselves. It's something we do. We're a big boy now, big girl now. We actually get dressed now. When you're little, mummy or daddy, they help us. Or maybe if you're sick, maybe someone might have to help us. But, you know, we clothe ourselves and we say, I'm mature now. I'm a big boy now. I'm going to clothe myself. And one of the things about becoming more mature in Christ, it's not just how much we know about the Word of God, how much we know of the things of God, but how much we actually outwork and live the things of God. And it says here, clothe yourself. So you put it on. Put it on. Not a put on, but you become compassionate. The onus is on us to do that. And so the scripture puts it in our court and says, well, that's great. I want to become more compassionate, Lord. And you're saying that's my responsibility. But I want to be more compassionate, Lord. How do I do that? Okay, I'm responsible. I have to clothe myself. It's something that I have to do, some choices I have to make, decisions I have to make, some disciplines I have to put in my life. Okay, Lord, I have to do that. I acknowledge it now. We acknowledge that, Lord, it's our responsibility to clothe ourselves, to become more compassionate. But how do I actually do that? We acknowledge, Lord, it's on us. But, Lord, I want to do that. It's interesting, you know, we probably all have the heart here. Say, Lord, I want to be more compassionate. Truly moved about the plight of others who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, that the light of Christ might shine on them. Think of someone else, though. I think of Jonah. Jonah was the anti-compassion, if you like. Jonah was called to Nineveh and told to go off and tell these people because they're going to face judgment. They're going to face destruction. And Jonah, moved with compassion, he ran as far as he could. We know the story. We know about the whale and we know about the whole all the outcome there. We know how eventually, okay, God, I'll do what I'm told to do. He goes there and he tells the people about the love of God and they repent. And Jonah's furious, absolutely furious, because they deserve it. They should have got it. And he says, I knew that was going to happen. I knew that if I told them about your love, they're going to repent and you're going to forgive them. And he's furious with God. And God says, what are you angry? He says, I'm angry enough to die. He is really upset. And compassion wasn't one of Jonah's major things. He gets really stroppy with God when he saw God's grace and compassion to people that turned from their sin and opened their hearts to him. But we have a responsibility. So how do we do this that we're going to become a more compassionate person? And you know how compassionate you are because you know how much you're speaking and how much you're showing the love of Christ to those who don't know him. You know that. You don't need anyone else to tell you. We all know. We know how compassionate we are. Sometimes we feel more compassionate than others, and other days not so much. But how do we do that? I think one of the most fundamental ways that we can become a more compassionate person is simply by getting closer to God. I know that in my own life, in my own walk, the times where I can get really pressured, I get snowed under, got all this stuff from every angle, and it's almost sometimes you feel like you're getting pulled from every angle and every direction. And if I'm not really careful, there's sometimes with our intimacy with God, you can not lose it, but you can allow it just to fall down a little bit because you're just getting tugged in every direction. And I noticed in my own life when that happens, my own tolerance goes down. When I'm not spending as much time with the Lord as I normally would do because of whatever reason, my own compassion and tolerance tends to go down. And I can see that. I believe that really is a key, that when we have the heart of God, that we understand and walking in that grace and the compassion, the love of God in our lives, it is something that will begin to flow out of our lives. And if you're not being really compassionate, the question is how closely are we really walking with the Lord? We know that we should and whatever else, but there's something about it that when we are walking closely with God, when we're understanding and enjoying and knowing that intimacy and walking, it's a beautiful place to walk, and we're walking in that, then our compassion automatically begins to flow all the more out of us when we do that. And so one of the ways that I can clothe myself is say, Lord, I want to have a heart more for people. To have a heart more for people is to have a heart more for God, to cry out to God, to spend time with Him, to pray and allow the love of God to flow over our lives. It says in Romans 9, 14 to 16, and this is from the Message translation, from the Message, Romans 9, 14 to 16. It says, is that grounds for complaining that God is unfair? And that's the saying about God saying, I have mercy on these ones, I have mercy on that. It talks about Esau and Jacob before all of this. Is that grounds for complaining that God is unfair? Not so fast, please. God told Moses, I'm in charge of mercy. I'm in charge of compassion. Compassion doesn't originate in our bleeding hearts or moral sweat, but in God's mercy. And that's where you're really going to find a compassionate heart. There are people in this earth who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, who show a lot of kindness to people, who show a lot of mercy. There are a lot of people who actually do that. And part of that is we talk about something being inhumane. If I do something that's immoral or horrible or not loving or caring or hurtful or whatever, but treating people badly, people will say that's inhumane. Or if there's a good project or good something that I might do, I can do a humanitarian project, a humanitarian aid, because despite the sin of man, there is still some good in man. And out of that little bit of good that's still there, some people who don't know Christ can actually still show a lot of love. And they'll be very generous in their giving. They will go there and they'll distribute food. They'll do all sorts of stuff because they're decent kind of people. But there's something for us, something far better than that, something far deeper than just being a good soul. It's actually having that love of Christ deep within us. And it says it doesn't originate in our own hearts, our own bleeding hearts or moral sweat, but in God's mercy. And the more and more that we spend time with the Lord and have a greater picture of that, we find that compassion really stirs in our heart. And you can't go past people that are struggling. You can't go past them in the street. You can't miss out on people. You can't not have a heart for people. The closer than closer you keep walking with the Lord. But remember, we're all as close to God right now as we want to be. Every single one of us. You're as close to God right now as you want to be. It's your closest to God right now is the outcome of the choices and decisions you make. It's not nothing to do with God. God's always there, arms open wide, ready to embrace us. But the closer we're actually walking with the Lord right now is up to us. And so the scripture tells us to clothe ourselves. One of the ways that we're going to clothe ourselves with compassion is to just getting closer to God, loving God, enjoying the love of God, knowing how much that He loves us. And the more that the love of God permeates our heart and penetrates our heart, then the more that actually does something here, something deep down within us, and then we begin to show that love. So if you want to be a more compassionate person, then just get closer to God, spend more time with God. Don't allow all of the pull of everything else. And it takes discipline to do that. It takes discipline to say, hang on, I can't do that now. I've got to make sure that I have this right so that this is right, that my heart is right, that I can have that compassion in my heart and my life. It's so important. Galatians 5:22 is a scripture we know well, but in the Message it puts it this way. It says, what happens when we live God's way? He brings gifts into our lives much the same way that fruit appears in an orchard. Things like affection for others, exuberance about life, serenity. We develop a willingness to stick with things, a sense of compassion in the heart, and a conviction that a basic holiness permeates things and people. But that sense of compassion that comes in our heart as we get closer to God and walking His way. And so the simple test, how compassionate am I? Lord, maybe I'm not so compassionate, Lord. Lord, I want to clothe myself because it's my responsibility. I want to be more compassionate. I want to have a heart genuinely for people, not just to say, oh, you poor things, or there, wasn't it terrible? But Lord, something that moves my heart, as it moved the Father in heaven to send Jesus Christ, the same heart that moved Jesus Christ, that even He's looked at us and went to the cross for us. Lord, I want to have that heart, something deep within me. Well, one of the ways is that we get so much closer to God and say, God, just I enjoy Your love, Lord, and know of Your love, it actually does something in me and causes me then to show that love. So ask yourself, how compassionate are you? And maybe you're not as compassionate as you are. You actually can be quite oblivious sometimes. Then throw yourself into the things of God and into His presence. It does something incredible to our hearts. The other thing I want to talk about quickly this morning is the other thing that we can do is simply open our eyes. We can actually look around ourselves. It says in John 4:35, it says, do not say 4 months more in the harvest. I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for the harvest. I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for the harvest. Something we else can do is, so Lord, when I go to places, I don't want to be someone desensitized. I don't want to be one who just sees people as just, I'm passing this other thing or whatever. Lord, help me to see the heart of men. You know, when Jesus saw the crowds, He looked at the crowds, and we go with crowds many times, and we just get lost in the crowd, we just do it. But Jesus just stood and He paused and He looked, something stirred His heart, and He saw them, He opened His eyes, and He saw that they were harassed, they were helpless like sheep without a shepherd. The Lord saw that. And one of the things we can do is consciously do that. When you're at work, I'm just focused on your job, you're just doing this, saying, oh Lord, give me the eyes to see the heart of others. Give me eyes, Lord, and Lord, I'm going to open my eyes. I'm actually going to look. I'm going to look at people. I'm going to listen to people. I'm going to have a heart for people. And so, Lord, I'm going to open my eyes. I'm actually going to see that. I'm going to do that. It's a conscious decision and a choice. We got to do it. We've got to clothe ourselves with compassion. One of the ways is to open our eyes and actually do that, consciously do that. When you're in your court, when you're in your street, when you're in your neighborhood, when you're with your family. I don't know how ever we can have our eyes closed to our own family if they don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. But something we can do, we can open our eyes and begin to see that, look at people a little differently. Begin to see. And as you do, as you're getting close to God, then something begins to stir your heart. It's not, oh, isn't that terrible? Oh, what a shame. Isn't that awful? No. Something begins to stir us deep down fundamentally. And we begin to want to do something. We might begin to speak to them. Jesus, when He had compassion, He spoke to them. He told them about the love of God. When Jesus saw people and He had compassion upon them, He began to alleviate their need. The trouble with us is sometimes we are so focused on our own need and our own problems, our own situation. It's like we switch off to everyone and everything else. Well, I'm going through this hard time, and so we so focus on ourselves that we're not looking at anyone else. Remember, if we've found Christ, we've found everything. We've found everything. We really don't lack anything. If we've found Christ, we have everything. We have everything that we need for this life, everything that we need for eternal life. We've got it. We've got it. And yet sometimes we close our eyes, we put blinkers on because we're so focused on ourselves, and we can get so self-absorbed and say, Lord, I don't want to be self-absorbed. Lord, help me to open my eyes. And Lord, to see people, Lord, because they are harassed, and they are like sheep without a shepherd. They're full of fear. Take the shepherd away from the sheep. The sheep are all very nervous, very fearful, because they don't know who's going to come and get them, what's going to attack them. And we can begin to open our eyes and see the heart of people. And not only seeing it, but if we really have compassion, we'll be moved to do something about it. We'll speak to them, or else we will act to try to alleviate the need. That's what really compassion is. And my prayer this morning is that we really begin to open up our eyes this morning. And so I want you to stand with me this morning. I want to pray for us. I want to pray. Because I know that, look, if we want to see people come into the kingdom of God, it's not going to be because we know we should share our faith. Because we all know that. Every one of us knows that. But it's not enough. It's not enough. Should be, but it's not. But we need something deeper. And we need that compassion. How do we get it? We've got to clothe ourselves. How do we get that? Is that we've got to really crying out to God in our own relationship with God. As the love of God washes over us, it washes out of our life. And then we make that conscious decision, Lord, I'm going to open my eyes. I'm going to look and I'm actually going to see people who need the Lord Jesus Christ. If you've come here this morning and you've never actually given your life to Jesus Christ, this morning we give you the opportunity. We close the service. We're going to pray, invite people to come forward for prayer as we're accustomed to do that. Then you just can make your way out and say, yeah, I need Christ in my life. Because sometimes I feel like that, maybe that fear, like a sheep without the shepherd, and I don't know where I'm going in life, and I don't want to be under the dominion of darkness. I want to actually be in the light. I want to know life. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, we'd love to pray with you. But I want to pray for us this morning. And again, whether this message does anything to you, means anything at all, again, it depends on our own heart this morning. And I pray that our cry is, Lord, I want to have that compassion. Lord, I want to have that deep within me, Lord, that is moved, that when I see people who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, something deep within me, not just a mental assent, but Lord, something deep within my own heart, that I cannot bear the fact that my workmate doesn't know the Lord Jesus Christ. I cannot bear the fact that my neighbors don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. My family don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. Something deep, and we know that it's deep because we're going to do something as a response. It's not just a concern, not just a caring, but it's a compassion that motivates us to do something. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just bring ourselves before you. Lord, we just acknowledge where we are as we stand before you. But, Lord, as we come, Lord, and acknowledge where we are, Lord, it's not that we might be condemned, but, Lord, that you might lift us up. And so, Father, I just pray, Lord, more and more, Lord, that we will have that heart of compassion. And, Lord, as we spend more time with you, Lord, and as we just know your love, know your grace, know your mercy, your forgiveness, Lord, the boundless and endless love that you have for us, that you lavish upon us, that you pour upon us. Father, as we get closer to you, Lord, that more and more, Lord, there's something will stir in our own heart, Lord, even deep within us. And, Lord, the compassion, that heart of compassion will begin to rise, Father. And Lord, I pray, Lord, for each and every one of us, Lord, that we will decide that we will choose. Now, I'm going to open my eyes this week. This week, my eyes are going to be open. I'm going to open my eyes. I'm not going to be focused on myself. I'm not going to be focused on my problems. I'm going to focus on my work, on my busyness. But Lord, I'm going to open my eyes, Lord. I'm going to see people. And Lord, as I open my eyes, Lord, I pray, Lord, I begin to see them as Jesus saw them. And Lord, that compassion, something deep within me will begin to rise. And Father, I pray, Lord, for the courage, Lord, this week, Lord, to speak. Lord, to speak forth about the love of God, about the salvation that's in Jesus Christ. So we pray, Lord, for that courage, Lord, that we not only will speak, Lord, but we will act, Lord, we will do what it takes. Lord, that we put ourselves out, Lord, make ourselves uncomfortable. Lord, we'll do whatever it takes, Lord, that we might see people come into the kingdom of God, Lord, that they might have the light of Christ shine upon their hearts. So, Father, we just thank you. Lord, I pray this morning. Lord, let it be the cry of our Lord. Let compassion be our portion. Let us be known as a compassionate people, Father. Lord, that we have that compassion, Father, that causes us to act, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. So, Father, stir our hearts. Touch our hearts this day, Lord, I pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Father. Amen. If you've come this morning and need prayer, we'd love to pray with you this morning.